encouraged about some of the amendments that the Senate, at least in committee, was able to alter the bill, cut down some of the more onerous provisions, reduce some of the liabilities on people to have and secure a firearm for themselves and their family. So in that regard, you know, I was pleased. There's a lot more work, I think, that we can do on the House side, and I'm looking forward to trying to do that.
You're going to get and be hearing and seeing a lot of people tomorrow, I understand, from both sides. Tell me a little bit about that.
Sure. You know, we're looking for thousands of people to turn out and express themselves in the best interest, you know, of legislation and the way the government works in Maryland and across this country. So for us, it's very exciting. It's going to be a long day. I think all of my colleagues on the Judiciary Committee are looking forward to listening and having a robust debate when all the talking's done. We'll be working through this.
Do you get the sense the members of your committee have made up their minds that no matter what people say tomorrow, I mean, they'll go through it, but it's going to fall on deaf ears?
It's a great question. Yeah. I think for the most part, I would say, you know, people, this is a core issue. So core issues, generally, people already know how they feel about it, you know. But the issue for us is the operational side, that if there's going to be a bill that's passed, which I believe there will, what is it going to look like in the final draft? And what influence can we have over our colleagues from either side, whether they're liberal or conservative, on influencing what that final product looks like? That's what's supposed to happen in these committees, and I believe it will.
All right, thank you, sir.